Okay, Rogue Minis for June the 3rd, 2017. Two games on the day and pretty much perfect results for Memphis City FC. We got our traffic cone back and we got 3 points in conference play. Listen, big day. We got Clayton's take here. We got Josh. We got Steven. Huge day because, you know, look. We've missed our traffic cone for one full year, over a year, because of the weather delay. Yeah. We got the over a year we've missed our traffic cone. Our traffic cone is now. I'm looking at it. It's physically in the back of your truck, is it not?
It is. It's home. It's right there. Okay. It's home. No, it's right here. It's home.
Oh, it's yeah. So here we have the traffic cone. What does that mean to you in your heart?
It's a great feeling to have my personal pride and joy in the traffic cone back. It was a long time coming though. I mean, you know, we put two in on the away aggregate and we had to wait almost essentially a month to finish this leg out. So, we kind of came in pretty confident today and we kind of demonstrated that with the second team going and grabbing the victory.
Yeah, I think that was my favorite part of it is that it was the second team, you know, and they played extremely well. And secured. They did what they had to do to make sure that we got the traffic going back. So there it is.
Well, see, I was worried. I mean, when you realize that in the humidity that we have here,
yeah.
that we were going to have to play two games back to back,
right?
With 4 hours in between, that we were going to have to play a game, non-league game, an important game to get the traffic cone back. Yeah. But a non-league game and then turn around and play a league game, it bothered me. Yeah, I mean, it bothered me because we needed 3 points. But our second team, they stepped up. They did what they had to do. We got the traffic cone. And then our first team came up, and we did what we had to do against Birmingham, played solid. So we got the lead. We got a lead early. Ended up getting another one late in the game, and 3 points, here we are.
Josh?
I think it was great getting the traffic cone back because that gives us nice, you know, a tangible object of winning and gives us some nice momentum going forward.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is a big day for momentum, right? Oh, yeah. We had been struggling to score goals. We scored 3 goals on the day. And so just getting goals. I mean, I know Birmingham was down to 9 men after a couple of red cards. It really did get out of hand with the referee losing control kind of early. Yeah, pretty early. And we've dealt with a ton of weather-related issues this season. Nashville at Internashville was probably the worst, but after the delay tonight, it really seemed chippy. Like the teams were just really getting after each other. I mean, there was a lot of pushing, and there was a lot of talking to the ref and dissension towards the ref and those kinds of things. And she ended up with one strand there where she showed several yellow cards in a row. But look. In the end, it would have been extremely embarrassing to draw or lose to a 9-man team,
right. Yeah.
But we didn't. We did what we had to do. Got the traffic cone back. Got 3 points, and this is huge momentum going forward. Like you said, this is a big day for the rest of the season. We hopefully will look back on this day and say this was the turning point of the season.
This definitely feels like a turning point. You know, we've struggled for 3 games to find the net. I mean, and really for 3 games, we haven't had much of an attack.
Yeah.
And today, I mean, it was nothing but attacking. It was
Jermaine
back to
up top.
Jermaine up top, I think, made a big difference. Shota kind of finding his footing on this team and what he can do with the ball at his feet. I mean, Shota alone probably had 5 or 6 shots on target. Jermaine had several. The fact that it was only a 2-0 win is almost shocking. Really, it should have probably been 3 or 4, you know, especially with the offsides call that was atrocious.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, seeing the attacking start to come out and seeing Rafa, you kind of almost saw him breathe a sigh of relief after that first goal.
Yeah.
And say, okay, we can score this season.
Yeah.
That's one thing I saw. I said early on, I said, our attack looks so good right now.
I remember you actually physically turning around to me and saying that.
Look at our attack. It's something we haven't seen all season.
Yeah.
And now we're finding that attack. We're finding that intensity. And I see only good things coming the rest of these.
Yeah. Josh, final thoughts?
It was just good to see our offense just nonstop aggression.
Yeah.
They were coordinated. They knew what they were doing. I think it was just they finally saw the ball hit the back of the net, and it was on. That opened the floodgates.
That's right.
Yeah, so a traffic cone and 3 points. That's a great, great day, right?
Great day.
So a big week because there's a lot of travel involved. We go to
We go to Brea tomorrow.
Wow. Who's going to be rested up for that? Nobody. Then we've got to go to Asheville on Thursday night.
Thursday or Saturday.
And then we go to Knoxville on Saturday.
Yeah. Yep. And then we're back at home with
For New Orleans the week after that.
Yeah.
So big stretch here, and all except for the Brea game tomorrow, all in conference, right? Everybody's in conference, so it's a
big trips,
lots of big trips. So that'll do it here for the Rogue Squadron take. Following a 1-1 draw that saw us bring home the traffic cone to its rightful place, and then a 2-0 victory over Birmingham Hammers, where we saw 3 points go up on the board in the name of Memphis City. So we're excited, and we're happy, and all those things. So it's a good night, and that's about it. We'll be at Celtic Crossing momentarily, where we will talk to Coach Hafa Rodriguez. I'm Memphis City Smitty, and this is Rogue Minis.